Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to the show today. Good morning, this is Coach Lalisa coming to you live right here from my home studio right here on the East Coast. Well, I tell you, it is just a great, fantastic day. And we just know that you are going to have an awesome day as well. Well, we want to start your day with some motivation, inspiration, and empowerment. We want you to go throughout this day knowing that you can get done all that you set your mind to do. Whatever you set your mind to do today, you are going to get done. So let's look at how we can make that happen. It's the top of the morning. You can start out by making a list of the things that you absolutely have to do. You know, as we're making our list, we want to be aware that we can have, you know, we can have two different to-do lists. So we can have a list of things that we absolutely have to do today. Like today, you may have to go by the post office, or today may be a day that you may have to go to the bank or some other financial institution. Today may be a day that you need to fill out for your college financial aid forms, go shopping with your children, whatever. But put on a list in priority. You want to prioritize. After you make a list, and you can prioritize them. But this list, everything that you absolutely have to do today, this day right here. Now you can also make another list of things that you would like to do today, but you don't necessarily have to do them. But if you had your druthers, if you could do them, then you would do them. Again, good morning and welcome to the Coach Lalisa Show. I am your life coach. I'm here to support you. I'm here to help you, to motivate you, to encourage you to be all that you can be, to be all that you desire to be. Now, if you've listened to a previous segments or two, last segment we talked about top 10 reasons that people fail in life. Top 10 reasons that people fail in life. And so now for the next several, you know, weeks, we're going to look at each and every one of those, and we're going to work through those and work through how we can actually, you know, move forward and the things that we need to do. So first and foremost, we want to look at how we can get the little things done. We said the top reason was that we weren't getting the little things done. And so in order to get those things done, we have to make that list. Make that list of what we absolutely need to do so that we can get it done. So we make that list of everything that we have to do today. And I want you to do this each and every day. So you're going to have your list. You're going to have your to-do list. You're going to have your list of everything that you need to get done today and prioritize. And then you have to sync all your lists together. Because you may have your list at home of things that you have to do today, and you may have your list of things at work that you have to do. And if you're like me, you're also an entrepreneur, so you have things as it relates to your business. But I'm going to help you reach your goals in life. I'm going to show you how having these to-do lists, I'm not saying you got to use them forever, but if you're stuck in a place where you're procrastinating and you're not getting things done, writing it down and really looking at what is before you that you have to do in that prioritizing, and you'll be able to see. And so first and foremost, then We looked a couple shows back. We talked about goal setting, having that goal, having that vision, having that dream, because the everyday things that we do make much more sense when we have that big picture in our mind, when we have that vision of where it is we're going, where it is we're desiring to go. Like, for instance, if you desire to hold a PhD and you don't have, let's say you don't have any degree, you might just have finished high school, just have high school diploma, but you have this big goal of having a, you know, an advanced college degree. That's what a PhD is. So you would have this degree, and you have this desire, this goal to get that degree, but you have to back up into the very, very simple things like registering for school, taking one class, figuring out what it costs for one course and how you're going to pay for that one course. And then pretty much then what you do is you begin to live consistently, because getting to the finish line is basically, you know, just doing the same thing over and over and over so many number of times. And so with just like, say, for instance, you wanted to get a bachelor's degree, that's about 128 credits, depending on the college or university. It could be anywhere from 120 to 135 credits or so. So here you are working on a bachelor's degree, and it just means taking one course and completing it consistently for about 4 years. And so the success then is about being consistent. It's about doing something over and over and over again until it's done. And, you know, and sometimes that can be a challenge for some people who don't like doing the same thing over and over and over. So you have to, if you are going to be successful at that or anything, it's like a business. When you're a business owner, you have to consistently open up your business every day, try to contact customers or contact other people that you want to be in business with, and you want to consistently do that every day. If you want to be in business for 5 years, then you have to consistently do that every day for 5 years. And, I mean, really, you could translate this principle anywhere. You could translate it to a relationship. You know, I'll be married next week, 20 years. And when I look back over it, it's like, how did I get here? At first, I was like, whoa, what is this? How did I end up here? Well, I did the same thing over and over and over, year after year after year. In other words, I stayed married year after year after year. In other words, every new year that comes around, you tell yourself, I'm not going to get a divorce this year. And actually, I know when my husband and I first got married, our marriage was absolutely hilarious. We could actually probably do a comedy show based on our marriage, but there were constant threats. I remember sometimes they didn't come so close together, but there were constant threats on both our parts that we were leaving. You know, I think that's what, you know, especially when couples first get married, that's what they do, right? I'm out of here. I'm getting a divorce. I'm out. I don't want this anymore. I'm tired of this. And, you know, we said that all the time, but I think the reason why he and I are still married versus some couples that did go on and get the divorce, neither one of us ever acted on that comment. We said it a lot, but we never put any action behind it because, you know, words do have power. And so though we did end up separating for a whole year, but even during that separation, no one ever made the move to get divorced. And you see, that's the other thing. You know, you can't, if you have words, then you better not put any action behind those words, because guess what? Things will happen. And so we would constantly say that, but I thank God that, you know, finally we've gotten to a place where, you know, we don't do that. We don't have to. That's not our offense. You know, usually when you fight, that's one of your offensive weapons, is to throw that out there, you know. But I'm so glad we don't have to do that anymore. Thank God. So as I'm helping you, I want you to, you know, yeah, I'm going to use some of my own personal experiences for you to take them and apply them to your life so that you can have the great, great, great success that God has already laid out for you, designed for you, and it is absolutely yours for the taking. And we do mean exactly just that. It is absolutely yours for the taking. So we're talking about to-do lists, how to get those lists, how to create one, and you know what to use it for, what it should look like. So again, you know, you start out in the top of the morning. I mean, you could do it the night before. That's also good as well. But you can you start out, and again, you're going to have your to list. You're going to have your list for the things that you absolutely have to do that day. Like if you don't do them, you know, you're in trouble, okay? So you got to do that list. And you try to make the list as handy as possible so that you can, you know, keep it with you. And you're going to prioritize the things that are on the list. So you got a list of things you have to do. So yeah, and then you have to the things that you got to do first. So like first things first. So like for me, the first thing I knew I had to do this morning, when I got up, I had to get on a prayer call. That was number one. You know, then number two, I had to finish up a book that I'm helping a client with. Then I had to, you know, get ready for the show. Now I know I have to get ready for work. And I have, then when I get to work, I have another to-do list there that I know I have to do. I have to set the training class up. And then I know I have to grade papers. And I have to, you know, so you have a list and you have the things that you have to do. And you just check them off as you, these are things I have to do. Now, things that I want to do go on another list. I want to get my hair done. You know, I want to go buy the dry cleaners. And so there are things that I want to do that I may not get a chance to do today. And that's okay because there's always tomorrow. There's always tomorrow. You know, some people don't think that. You know, tomorrow's coming whether you show up there or not. So there is a tomorrow. Tomorrow's coming. So you can't put things off, but just don't put things off that you know you need to do today. So things that you have to do today. And so we're going to work through this together. As you work on it, I'll be working on it as well. But I'm just very, very, very excited about the to-do list and how that's going to work and how we're going to accomplish. You're going to see that just by something as simple as a to-do list, we're going to accomplish humongous things. You're going to see. Watch. It's going to be incredible. And I heard a woman say something yesterday that really, really intrigued me at one of the training sessions that I was in. And she mentioned something about setting two types of goals. She called one the stretch goal, and then she called one just simply a goal. So your stretch goal might be that you're going to contact 1,000 new customers. And so as you're reaching for the stretch goal, now up under there is the regular goal that you really wanted to reach, say contacting 100. But you said you was going to contact, you see? So I really love that concept because we talk about goal setting and things like that, and there's other ways to look at it. You know, it's like a bullseye, a target. You see, you're going for the middle, the bullseye. But if you land anywhere near the bullseye, you're still on target. You're still happy. You see, you didn't miss it. So that's the concept I get from this whole goal setting. It's a stretch goal. So you have this goal, and whatever that goal might be, save a particular amount of money. It could be, you know, start your business, go back to college, purchase a home, move out of town, whatever your goal is, achieve something in your career, then you set the goal. And now you look at, okay, what is it going to take for me to achieve that goal? What will it take? And that's where you can do some brainstorming and write down a list of some things that it will take. It's like, okay, again, we use college as an example. You want to get a college degree. Well, what will it take? It takes time, it takes money. So now you're going to start rearranging your life so that you have both time and money to get the degree. And I know when it comes to finding a time, for some of us that's very, very difficult, so we have to move some things, you know, out of the way and what have you so that we can have the time to do them. So that's what I want you to focus on for the rest of this week, is setting the very, very, very small goals setting the goals and then making that to-do list. That's what I want you to focus on this week, is that to-do list. Put the things on the list. You got two lists. One list, you put in the things that you absolutely want to do, and then you got the other list of things you have to do, and then the other list is things that you want to do, but you don't have to do them today, but you would like to do them if you get everything else done. As you get things done, check them off, and you're going to be amazed at how you're going to feel at the end of the day. You're going to just feel whole and complete, and that's what this whole thing is about. We want to be whole, happy, and complete, just living a fantastic life, and you're on your way. I'm on my way. And that is, we're going to cut the show a little short today. We have some other things that we have to go and take care of. But definitely we want you back here next Wednesday. I will be doing the show as I'm driving down for my honeymoon. So that's going to be an awesome, awesome, awesome show. We definitely want you to call in to the show next week. And the call-in number is 347-945-7991. Now, remember, this is Coach LaLisa. You can reach me by phone, 888-714-7776. If you're looking for a life coach, someone that will work with you to help you reach your destiny, your goals, and to fulfill your dreams in life, take care and have a wonderful week.